Amen. You may be seated. This year, it seems that the, you know, each year sort of has its own little theme when you talk about, you know, New Year's resolutions. Well, this year, it seems to be saving money seems to be the very top one that various groups have come to realize, such as Statista took 1,050 people from 18 to 80, and they all equivocally put at the very top of their propositional list, at the very top for thinking about this up-and-coming year, they put saving money. Another group called YouGov did a poll in which they came up with the exact same theme. So the theme this year seems to be the saving of money. It seems to be just the driving direction that our nation seems to be going. Then along with that is eating healthier, exercising more, spending more time with family, and then, of course, being happy is always at the list. You know, you want to be happy. That's always in that list. You know, when you look at all the New Year's resolutions that people make, really, when you think about it, they generally fall into two different categories. The first category are things pertaining to oneself. And I would suggest to you that most of the New Year's resolutions that people make pertain to self. We're thinking about, what do I want to be this year? What do I want to accomplish this year? So that's the majority of them. And then there are things, number two, pertaining to other people. And this is much fewer than self. Generally, it's self that we focus upon as we think of a brand new year. But let me suggest a third category that is often left out, and I believe it's the reason that most New Year's resolutions fail. And by the way, statistics show 9% are fulfilled. So that's not very high, isn't it? Out of 100%, 9% are fulfilled. But this third category, I believe, is the one that ultimately determines whether we fail or succeed. This third category is things pertaining to God. When we think about 2025, where does God fit in? That's literally what we're talking about. And I got to tell you, as a pastor, throughout the year, there is so often heartache. Some of you keep me awake at night. I kid you not. When I think about the previous year, some of the decisions that people make, people that know the Lord, that don't include God in their decisions, such as marriage, such as purchasing a home, such as moving, all of these different things that we do, and there's nothing wrong with those things as long as God is first in our lives. And I got to tell you, my heart breaks when I think about 2024. There were some real bonehead decisions that Christians made this year that shouldn't have been made because God was not included. So what I want to do is I want to look at one of the prayers of the Apostle Paul. And I believe that this prayer is a tremendous outline for 2025 that really prioritizes the direction we should be heading in 2025. Now, I want us to keep in mind, this passage we're looking at this morning is one of the prison epistles, which epistle means letter. While Paul was in prison, he wrote four different letters. He wrote to the Philippians, the Colossians, the Ephesians, and Philemon. So I want to pull from one of those prayers, and this is the prayer that he wrote to the believers in Colossae. I got to tell you, there are two wonderful prayers in Ephesians. Oh my gosh, in Ephesians. You have the first prayer in Ephesians, which is that we might know, all that God has for us, all that God has done for us. And then the second prayer is for empowerment to apply those things to our lives. Now, those would be two tremendous prayers to look at this morning in Ephesians, but we're going to focus this morning on this opening prayer in the book of Colossians. There are six petitions that Paul prays for this congregation. And let me just say from the beginning, they are spiritual needs, not merely physical. As so much of our resolutions and the various things that we make are for self, and they're basically physical things. Paul here prays for the spiritual. So I believe that it has to do with knowledge, and knowledge leads to conduct. And that's really the heart of what he prays about. So here's the thought of our passage this morning. Wisdom seeks God for the knowledge of his will to walk in his ways, resulting in a fruitful life and service. I hope that on the very top of our list as we anticipate 2025 is knowing his will. That we want to know his will this up and coming year. We want to walk in his will this up and coming year. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at these six priorities for 2025. These are six prayer requests that Paul makes on behalf of this church, and I'd like to use them this morning as our priorities for 2025. And I will be putting them up on the screen. I hope you have the notes this morning. If you got the app and you click on Sunday morning, the notes will pop up on your screen. There's 4 pages of notes. We will be putting them up on the screen. We print them out. You can print them out. And so it's so much easier to follow along. The notes are already there. The skeleton's there. And then as we work through it, God will speak to us and you'll begin to see thoughts being written down on the page and so forth. So this is how God speaks to us. So the very first request is in verse 9. It's a prayer for the knowledge of his will. Rightfully so is this number one. And I don't know if there's a specific order, but I would tell you that this is a good order. That our thought of 2025 should be a prayer for the knowledge of his will. So verse 9 says, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it. Now, what does he mean when he says, for this reason also? Well, Paul has been writing to a church he has never visited. We believe that the church was started as one of the disciples of Paul was listening to Paul's message, was being taught by Paul. He went back to Colossae. His name is Epaphras. And it was him who probably started the church. We're not really